with this KLEM Sports Update for this Thursday, May 14th. I'm KLEM Sports Director Daniel Verstag. Well, yesterday, the sectional boys golf meets were taking place around the state of Iowa in Class 1A and 2A, and locally we had three sectional meets that we were keeping an eye on and getting results of, so let's pass along those results to you on our KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. We'll start in Class 1A, where we had four area teams that were competing, and two of them as a team are moving on to the district meet, while another team has two golfers represented. In Class 1A, Section 1A at Rolling Hills Country Club in Hull, hosted by Boyden Hull. On the Comets, they certainly won the meet, scoring a 295 as a team. All six of their golfers finished in the top 10. Yeah, the Comets are good once again, and they prove that with a strong showing at the sectional meet. So they're on to the district meet, but out of the area, Galen Catholic was second. They shot a 318, a little bit better than what they did the Wario Conference meet on Monday. They advanced to the district meet. Akron Westfield finished third with a 353. They qualify for the district meet. Kingsley Pearson was fourth with a 353 as well, but Akron Westfield had a better fifth golfer score, so the Westerners get in just by the narrowest of margins into the district meet coming up in just a few days. But Kingsley Pearson, not all loss for them. We'll get to that in just a moment. The Remsen St. Mary's boys golf team's season came to an end with a fifth place finish in Hull. They scored a 377. Individually, Galen Catholic was led by a couple of 77s on the scorecard. Carson Ahrens and Mason Pitts tied for fourth individually. Carter Biedelsbacher tied for seventh with an 80. Dylan Lubin 11th with an 84. Akron Westfield was led by Nathan Schoenfelder and Cooper Eisminger. Those two tied for 12th with scores of 87. Braden Kusler tied for 15th with an 89. And Carson Ebert tied for 17th along with Cohen Rolfus, each scoring 90. Now to the district qualifiers individually for Kingsley Pearson. They have both of the individual qualifiers out of that site and hole. Kyron Schmid finished tied for 7th individually, shooting an 80. He's onto the district meet, as is Easton Nissen, who tied for 15th. He shot an 89. Nissen and Schmid will both move on to the district meet. That district meet for those Class 1A teams out of the sectional meet in Hull, that'll be taking place in Council Bluffs coming up on Monday, May 18th. Congratulations to Akron Westfield and Galen Catholic, both as a team, and Kyron Schmid and Easton Nissen of Kingsley Pearson on advancing to the district meet. Now over to Class 2A, where in Section 1B at Holstein Country Club in Ridgeview, hosted by Ridgeview, the Hinton boys are advancing on to the district meet. It was, first of all, Ridgeview winning the meet with a 301. Kemper Catholic was second with a 306, and Hinton finished third, the last qualifying spot out of the section, shooting a 314. To advance to the district meet. They were on a roll there in Holstein yesterday. The Blackhawks were led by Duncan Mathias, who finished fourth individually with a 75. Brady Dunkel also had a great day. He finished sixth with a 77. Max Costello tied for 15th with an 80, and Jacob Olke tied for 19th, the last scoring golfer for the Blackhawks. He shot an 82. Hinton advances to the district meet coming up on Monday. They'll be heading to Carroll National Golf Club. That'll be hosted by Kemper Catholic coming up for the district meet. Then we go all the way down to Red Oak, Iowa, way out of our listening area, as MMCRU made the long trek down to the southwestern corner of the state, and they came back knowing they'll have to go back down there next week. MMCRU finished second at the district meet at Red Oak Country Club, behind Shenandoah only. The Mustangs of Shenandoah shot a 308. MMCRU was a 325. Riverside of Oakland also qualified out of that to meet with a 329. The Royals were led by a couple of even par finishes. Camden Bork and Caben Olson, they were the model of consistency. They each shot a 72 to finish even par. Michael Schmellen tied for 23rd with an 89. Brandon Dreckman tied for 34th with a 92, but it just goes to show that, boy, having a couple of golfers score as well as Olsen and Bork did, that can carry a long ways. Congrats to the Royals. They're on to the district meet after qualifying out of Red Oak yesterday. And again, we mentioned they're having to go back down there once again. Their district meet will be held in Shenandoah, which is not far from Red Oak down there. Going to be a cool 2.5-hour drive there coming up on Monday for the MMCRU boys golf team. So we've got a lot of boys golf still on the docket for this spring. We'll make sure to let you know how they do coming up on Monday for all those district meets. Of course, a full rundown of some of those results, the individual leaderboards and things like that, you can check those out on our website at KLEM1410.com. Under the sports tab at the top of the homepage, in the drop-down menu, click on sports scores and results. Let's also take a look at some Little League scores from yesterday at the John Britton Little League Complex. We'll start with junior boys competition. It was the Mariners doubling up the Orioles in the only game of the day by a score of 8-4. Now on to major girls scores. It was the Aces dominating the Hawks by a score of 16-5. The Fever rolled past the Wings 15-3. The Dream beat the Lynx in a barn burner 18-14. The Mystics beat the Falcons 13-7. And the Sky were big winners over the Liberty by a score of 15-6. You can also find Lamar's Little League scores at the top of the KLEM Sports Scores and Results page. Be sure to check that out at KLEM1410.com. Well, while some sports are in their postseason, some of them know their fate. Others had to wait a little while, and that is true in boys soccer. The Lamar's Community Boys, though, earlier this week, finally found out their postseason path from the Iowa High School Athletic Association as the Class 3A postseason will begin here in the not-too-distant future. Technically, the play-in round will begin starting this coming Tuesday on May 19th, but Lamar's Community will get the chance to wait another week until their first postseason matchup. They will play on Wednesday, May 27th, in a sub-state semifinal as the number 3 seed. They will be at second-seeded Spencer. So the years of continuing to play Spencer and Storm Lake in the postseason, that will continue for the Bulldogs. They meet up with a very familiar foe. The Bulldogs will, again, head to Spencer on Wednesday, May 27th. Should the Bulldogs win, they will more than likely take on Denison Schleswig, the Monarchs of the number 1 seed. However, if Denison Schleswig fails to advance, the Bulldogs could also play either Storm Lake or Spirit Lake Park Okoboji. That is that play-in round on May 19th. The winner of that gets Denison Schleswig in the sub-state semifinal. That sub-state final will take place on Friday, May 29th. Best of luck to the Bulldog boys soccer team as they push forward into sub-state play coming up in just a couple of weeks. Well, let's take a look now at the sports schedule for today, and today is a big day. This is a big week for our area spring sports teams, and this continues today. It's state qualifying track meet day around the area, and there will be some wind-aided or hindered times all across the state, but let's get you the rundown of where our teams are at. Starting in Class 1A with a state qualifying meet at Lawton-Bronson, we have a number of area teams in action, including Galen Catholic, Akron Westfield, MMCRU, and Remsen St. Mary's. They'll be competing against the likes of George Little Rock, Harris Lake Park, Sibley Ocheden, Sioux Land Christian, South O'Brien, Trinity Christian, West Monona, Westwood, and Whiting. Good mix of War Eagle Conference and Western Valley Conference at that track meet at Lawton-Bronson. Of course, Lawton-Bronson also competing at that state qualifying meet. In Class 2A, in Sioux Rapids at Sioux Central High School, that's where that state qualifying meet is being held. Hinton and Kingsley Pearson Woodbury Central River Valley are in attendance as our two area programs. They'll be competing against some teams like Alta Aurelia, East Sac County, Manson Northwest Webster, OABCIG, Pocahontas Area, Ridgeview, the host, Sioux Central, South Central Calhoun, Southeast Valley, and Western Christian. Then in Class 3A, state qualifying meet taking place in Tulip Town, Orange City at MOC Floyd Valley. That's where Lamar's Community is competing tonight. They'll be competing against the likes of Bishop Heelan, Algona, the host, MOC Floyd Valley, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Sioux Center, Spencer, and Storm Lake. Best of luck to our area track teams, and of course we'll make sure to pass along some results and have a full recap of how the state qualifying meets go for our area teams coming up on tomorrow's sports updates. So make sure you tune into that on KLAM Radio. The other things happening on the sports scheduled for today involve some soccer matchups in girls soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's Community is hosting Storm Lake. A bit of a programming note for that is now a varsity-only contest. It was announced by Lamar's Community High School yesterday, just varsity for that one tonight. Boys soccer in the Missouri River Activities Conference. Lamar's will make the road trip to Storm Lake. There's also a couple of boys-only conference matchups as Spencer is at Sioux City North and Lewis Central is at Bishop Heelan. Well, for more sports news, be sure to check out our website, KLAM1410.com. That'll be a great place to go for state qualifying track results. Of course, we won't have the full state track lineup tonight, but we'll make sure to put that up for you as well once that becomes available. So check that out at KLAM1410.com. Encourage you to also follow us on Twitter for live updates from those state qualifying meets. We are at KLAM Sports on Twitter. Well, this has been your Thursday KLAM Sports Update. I'm Sports Director Daniel Versteg.